Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 1st of June 2016, and this is the 371st Mole Out Loud podcast. I do like it when the numbers, the last digits of the number of the podcast coincides with the date. It just makes it so much easier to remember. So for the next 3 days, no, that's not true, of course, because I'll be doing a murmurs, but today and tomorrow I shall be synced, and it's just a silly little pleasure from something matching, I think. Today has been another exquisite day, and it started with a frost again. I went out before going to the cafe. I just stepped out to just see what sort of frost I could find around the place, and I'm attaching a little frost photo, which is totally misleading. It was a very small patch, and most of the frost wasn't nearly as spectacular, but I did really love this little patch, and so I'm sending it to you. I did take a few photos today because the other thing that happened was that there was what we call the Bridgewater Jerry. And it's a fog. It's a fog that travels really fast for about 20 kilometres down the river. And if you're above it, you can just see how fast it's moving. And it's very spectacular. So I did take some photos of that. So I might post those with my next, or at least one of them, with my podcast tomorrow, unless some other even more exciting thing happens. But after our quiz this morning, I walked up, and I could see it really well traveling down. And when I got to the top, I could see this really thick white, it almost looked like a glacier covering the northern suburbs, and with bright sunlight and the mountain behind above it. And what was amazing about it, or one of the things that was amazing about it, was that there was this really sharp cutoff line for the top of it. It didn't sort of just dissipate. So it was very lovely being above it. And the couple of times when I walked below, I found that I was in it, and it was demonstrably colder than it was when I was above it. But luckily, in this area, we're usually above it. We only find ourselves in it, I don't know, 3 or 4 times a year. But I do love it. It is such an alive thing, watching it hurtling down is pretty amazing. I've kept to the schedule that I had today, have had yesterday, that kind of starting, going for a walk after the cafe, as I just mentioned, and then coming back quite late in the morning to start writing, and then continuing. And both yesterday and today, I had some lunch and then went and spent an hour at the cafe again writing. And it really works well for me. I have, I take this a bit really fat book. I've got Stone's Legal Judgments, I think it's called something like that, of 1909, and it's, it must be about 10 centimetres thick. And it's a really good base for my iPad, so that it's ergonomic when I use it with my keyboard. And the cafe is not very far, so I don't have to hoik it too far. And there's something about sitting there. There's one table in particular that is very, very conducive to writing. I don't know what its feng shui is, but it's my perfect writing table and completely unreplicable, if that's a word. In my house, it seems, I can't find anywhere that is quite as good as that. And even the fact that there were some interesting and slightly distracting things going on around me. The women at the next table were talking about heirlooms, and one of them, who I couldn't, said she was talking about her family heirlooms from Portugal and Romania, and her mother's cloths that she had hand woven and embroidered, and then there was a little kind of flurry of activity the other side of the cafe. The cafe is owned by a member of a family of bookshop owners and jazz players, and a woman who owns a pub down the road where they often have jazz had come in. And at another table, the man who gives me quince jelly had suddenly recognised her as someone in whose choir he sang 52 years ago. And so there was a great coming together. But in spite of those things, and maybe perhaps because of them, because sitting there makes me feel quite connected to my community, I feel really able to write. No one was directly kind of coming and talking to me, so it wasn't, I didn't really have to stop what I was doing, but somehow there's a part of my brain that's engaged with the outside world like that, and it stimulates the side that is writing. It's very odd, and I don't really understand it, but I really appreciate the fact that I can sometimes find it in my local area. I do hope that you too have a little special spots you can go where you feel really connected, and that they are conducive to whatever intentions you have, whatever your wanting to do with your life, whatever projects you're working on, or whatever way of being you are striving towards, or not striving, but moving gently into, or perhaps just being and appreciating. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.